The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I believe this is what you've been doing for decades now, and I believe this is what Life Outreach International will continue to do for many more decades.
No question.
Call people back to Christ the Messiah and the church as meeting the needs of the poor.
James and Betty talk with their son Randy about Life Today's dedication to the ongoing mission of ministering to people all over the world. Next on Life Today.
I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. We have our son Randy with us. You know, Randy has four children. They're married and they're just fabulous children. What a blessing, what a joy they've been. And he now has two grandsons. And he's just come back from the mission field. But I'm telling you, you know, Randy has been with the ministry. Randy, how many years, you might say, with ministry? I mean, you traveled with me when you were basically kind of teenager and a kid, but how long have you been active where you've actually been to the mission field and it seemed to capture your heart?
I feel like I've been with the ministry for 55 years, which is how old I am.
That's right.
But, you know, it was early, right after I graduated Oral Roberts University, that I first went to Mozambique. Peter Pretorius flew the plane. I sat in the co-pilot seat, totally unqualified. So if there had been a problem, we wouldn't be here today. But, you know, when Peter showed you what was happening in Mozambique, and it broke your heart.
It did.
And y'all went, and you saw firsthand, which, you know, you can talk about it, you can hear about it, you can see pictures. But what's interesting is when you're there, you feel the weight. Yeah. You feel the weight of the loss, of the pain, of the hunger. You sense it in a way that I don't know you always get through pictures, although I believe the Holy Spirit can give the viewers that compassion. But here's what I believe. I believe that the suffering that people go through, the poverty that people face, is a spiritual issue. And it's a spiritual issue that we are called to address as believers. And you guys saw that. You felt it and you responded. And I think that's why you've been such a blessing to so many people. I mean, the numbers can be hard to go by in Africa, but I mean, the numbers are way up in the millions of children that have been positively impacted through the mission feeding.
Their lives have been totally saved and transformed, and many of them are leaders in their communities, and they're changing nations. Like Mozambique has just had the most indescribable impact of most any nation in history. Anyway, you've now been touched by that and going over there for nearly 30 years, and you've just come back. And what do you want our viewers to hear? Because you did go to clinics where we're now helping to have better medicine there, because that's the last hope some of them have. But we try to get out into the remote areas where they don't have any food. It can be drought, it can be war, it can just be the fact that there just doesn't happen to be anything in the area where they are because of various conditions that are taking place. Oftentimes, they've been pushed out of where they live because of warring effect of what's going on, the tension that's there. There's a lot of radical Muslim activity in South Sudan and in Sudan.
Sudan
has become really a stronghold of faith.
It has.
It's an amazing place, and you were just there. But what did you see that you want our viewers to understand? Because we are effectively changing things in those areas, and it is the viewer that's making it happen, as much as the missionaries are there, as much as Betty and me coming back to tell them.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing. We think of missions as sort of the calling of missionaries, right? Or maybe the calling of you two or in Life Outreach International, but it's far bigger than that. The fascinating thing about when you look at Paul preaching the gospel, I didn't realize this, but there have been, it says in Galatians 2:1, after an interval of 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and taking Titus also. This is Paul talking. And it was because of a revelation that I went up and I submitted to them, and he's talking about the apostles, I submitted to them the gospel which I preach among the Gentiles. Okay, so Paul preached 14 years a gospel that had been revealed to him. Then he went to check it with the guys that walked with Jesus and said, is this right? Right? And then I guess, I don't know, nobody ever taught that, but there was a long time where Paul was preaching based on what he had seen, but hadn't affirmed it with the ones who had witnessed it with Christ. Well, the good news, thankfully, is that they did what the Bible calls extended the right hand of fellowship. They affirmed, the apostles affirmed Paul in the gospel of Christ, which he was preaching. Okay, so we're all good here. But then an interesting thing happens. And it says in verse 10, they, the apostles, only asked us to remember the poor, the very thing I was also eager to do. Okay, when you're talking about the gospel and the core of the gospel, affirming Christ and his life and his sacrifice and his, he is, you know, the Messiah, the prophecies he fulfilled, you don't add anything to that, right? But they did. Remember the poor. And so when I look around and I hear a lot of great things going on in the church, you know, I love my church. I'm blessed by my church. We should be plugged into the local church. But we have to remember that the core of the gospel is Christ, is his lordship, is his sacrifice, his resurrection, and it's remembering the poor. What does remembering the poor look like? Well, Jesus talked about this many times. James talked about it in his book. It is seeing that need and meeting it. It's that simple. But we overlook this. Sometimes we put it off on someone else. God is calling the church of America, the church of the West, the church in affluent areas that have means to remember the poor. And how do we do it? We open our eyes, we see the need, and we respond as we can. You can't give anything you don't have, but you can give what you do have, and every little bit counts. I believe this is what you've been doing for decades now, and I believe this is what Life Outreach International will continue to do for many more decades.
No question.
Call people back to Christ the Messiah, and the church as meeting the needs of the poor.
You know, when I was a young girl, I used to pray. I grew up in church. You know my story, Randy. Grew up in church, but I prayed, God, please don't ever call me to be a missionary. I separated that from when I came to, in other words, I thought that was kind of something extra that people did. I could be a Christian without being a missionary. I now believe that the moment I accepted Jesus into my heart, I became a missionary.
Yes, you did.
A missionary of his spiritual truth, but a missionary to help those in physical need, hunger, sickness, whatever. It's all together. And I think that's what you were saying, Randy. It's not separate. It's the full gospel.
It's it. Okay, so you know how I said that poverty and suffering is a spiritual issue. When we go in with the mission feeding program, we meet that immediate need. That's what that bowl of soup does. It meets that immediate need of hunger. I want them to show some pictures. There's some images we saw on this last trip, and it's the contrast, okay? You have villages where mission feeding has been operating now, and you have villages where mission feeding is desperately needed. And when you look at the children in those two places, you see a drastic difference, not just physically. It is very, very visible physically. But what you may not see is there is a difference in the spirit of the child. Where mission feeding doesn't exist, that spirit is broken. It's crushed. It's barely clinging to life. But where mission feeding exists, that spirit is learning. And in one village we went to, singing, clapping, because what you see is a hope and a future. And that's what God wants to bring to everyone on earth, is that hope and future. Then what you will also see is a little small portable stage that goes into villages. And we witnessed this. In fact, Isak and I got up on stage just briefly. I addressed them briefly. And then John Yates, our mission director, he preached the gospel. And John's a pastor, man. And you have a pastor for a missions director. And he goes out there, and whether it's on a stage or whether it's with a group of children just sitting around him, you know, in some remote, hot, dusty place, John's preaching the gospel to these people, because that's the core of mission feeding as well. It's the gospel in word and deed. I mean, you guys wrote it out decades ago. We're here, Life Outreach International is here, to share the love of God in word and deed. So we do the deed, because faith without works is dead. And we preach the word, because we're not just meeting the immediate physical need, but we're meeting the eternal spiritual need.
We will never stop feeding the hungry. We will never stop trying to give clean water where they've never had it. I'm praying for God to use us to inspire getting non-contaminated water to every person on earth. And I really believe that can happen. I believe the miracles for it to happen are already in place. But the real miracle that makes all this happen is the love of God, Randy, through people who are watching right now. Yeah. They're listening to what we're saying about very legitimate needs. They're listening to us tell them that there are people sent by God, gifted by God, who have planted their family in the midst of that suffering as missionaries. And Betty, you know that we have told all of our viewers that we told Peter Pretorius and the missionaries when they first took us into the suffering. And we said, well, we're just going to come here. I had been preaching crusades for more than 35 years. And now that I've been on the mission field less than 2 years. And I said, we'll just come and stay here. And Peter and the missionaries around him said, don't do that. I thought, well, I guess they think Americans would be a little trouble to take care of. No, that wasn't it at all. They said, please go back and get some help for us so we can stay here and be effective and not be empty-handed. And now then, for over 30 years, you have made that possible. It's been a miracle, hasn't it?
It really has. And you are such an important part of what God is doing through this ministry. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's not enough to say. Thank you for loving these children that so desperately need hope. They need food right now. They're starving to death. Their mothers are watching them die in their arms. It's so sad. But you bring hope to them by your helping Life Outreach, Life Today, to give to these children and to give these mothers hope too.
You know, Randy, you went into some of the clinics and saw how malnourished, how at the last point they came to a clinic hoping to have help. And you saw them bury one while you were there. Well, Mom and I saw them burying hundreds of them, ultimately thousands. And it was in an area of Angola. And we said, God, please help us stop this death cycle. Please, God. And a miracle came. And you helped us turn a graveyard into a miracle resurrection center that was so great, Randy, that they built a church around the children and around the pastor. And those children were so full of the life of God, they looked like they'd never been hungry a day in their life. But also while we were there, Mom and I went to one of those clinics that had very little. And you watched, and I watched, a little baby die. They were trying to pump oxygen with a little pump. They didn't have enough. And the mother and all of us watched that little baby die. And Mom held on to that lady who was weeping, and I mean just about to die. And it was just breaking my heart. Now here's what I want all of you to hear. A miracle occurred right there at that hospital. 2 years later, after people like you helped us take more medicine in, more help in, we actually took a small breathing unit in. It just changed everything. And one of the, Betty, one of the most famous pictures in the history of the world was taken there. It was Princess Di holding the prettiest, chubbiest little baby you ever saw in your life, standing right there in that clinic, right outside where we had put everything in there that brought many babies to a place like that. And Princess Di said, "We have got to help the poor." And she made one of the greatest appeals to help the poor that's ever been made. Randy, that's what happens when people like these who are watching enable us to meet needs and enable the missionaries not to be empty-handed, not to just have a hope and a wish, but an ability to help change everything. And then imagine getting a testimony like that, that not only was a beautiful picture of the effect of love to give a little dying sick baby, one of the prettiest little babies anybody ever see, but a charge to the whole world from one of the most famous people that ever lived to let's help the poor. And that's what we're asking you to do right now. We're asking you to help us in mission feeding, to feed thousands, 350,000 that we have located in areas that have desperate need, where we've turned everything around in so many places, but there are many more to go to. Would you help us get the food into those areas, please? The missionaries are there. And I believe that Life Outreach is about outreach for life. That's what we do. It's what Life Outreach will do forever. That's so, Randy?
Yeah, you know, one of the most startling things I have seen in the mission field was in Angola, not too far from the clinic I think you're talking about. We have several, but there is a field where they dig graves before anyone is brought there. And they dig small graves. They dig graves that are obviously for children.
Yeah, babies nearly.
And they wait, because the expectation is that some child will die in the next few days and we will have a place already for that child, a grave. And my prayer, and I know your prayer, and really the result of the actions of many over the years, those graves haven't always been filled. I want Life Outreach to be that grave robber.
There you go.
The one that says, "We dug a grave and nobody showed up for it." You know why? Because the viewers of Life Outreach International said, "You know what? We're going to stop that death process. We're going to give them life."
That's great.
And that grave goes unfilled. That's my prayer.
Can you tell our viewers that you've watched what's happened with Mom and Dad in the ministry that our viewers have made possible, but are you confident that Life Outreach will continue to do effectively what we've been doing all through our life and just continue on if we have the people who say, "I will be the support, I will help, I will not leave people in desperate need, I'll stand"?
It's not just my commitment. It's the commitment of all the people that aren't seen, because I know the people that work here. Many have worked here decades, a few of them their whole lives. They have worked here. Why? Because they love the gospel and they love the mission outreaches. They love God in word and deed. And that's what you've done. And that is what we will continue to do. And the great news is I just returned from Africa and I got to talk to Isak Pretorius, who is continuing the work that you began with his father, Peter. And his commitment is firm. Mission feeding will continue because the gospel will continue to go forward to those in desperate need as long as our viewers will continue to support it.
I want you to watch very prayerfully. And I want you to be prepared to get your bank card. You get that bank card, and I mean, use it like it's a check right now. I want you to make the greatest gift, because you will be given the greatest gift. You're going to give life. But you make the largest gift you possibly can, please. Just listen to God's Spirit in your heart and give life.
You see the thinness of his hair.
Now the Bible says it's with a measure that you give.
To me, the reward is seeing the lives saved, seeing people learn about the love of God.
In the late 1980s, Peter and Ann Pretorius met James and Betty Robison of Life Outreach International, sparking a lifelong partnership that started with feeding 5,000 starving children in war-torn Mozambique, to what is now 350,000 children a day in several countries on the continent of Africa. Today, the sons of Peter Pretorius and James Robison continue this legacy, saving lives through mission feeding and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.
This, to me, is the model I wish everyone would adopt, and of course, the gospel being an essential part of it. But this is salvation in every level. All of this started decades ago with your father, my father, seeing a need, and out of it, countless lives have been saved. Through the generations, Isaac, I want us to expand, to continue, save even more lives, reach even more people with the gospel. Will you stand with me if I stand with you?
If you'll stand with us, we're here. We're going to do this. Our commitment is there to not just continue the work, but to do the work on a broader scale, on a deeper scale.
Yeah, it's needed. They need it. They're dying.
Let's dream together of the day where we're not just saving lives, where we actually don't even have to do that anymore because we've had the level of impact that we need to have in our generation.
We're standing with each other. Will you stand with us as we stand for these children?
Betty and I are not planning on going anywhere, but we have enough wisdom to know that the future of a ministry doesn't depend upon the life of two people or any one person but Jesus. But Jesus uses people to accomplish his will and purpose. We do know that the starving and the hungry, the least of these, were a focal point of Jesus. He says, the people who do this are actually my sheep. They're the ones that you can know me. You don't have to wonder about it. And I want to thank you for your love for Jesus and the fact that you know how much he cares and you want to do what he wants you to do and put his arms around the least of these and give them food, give them water, do everything we can to help. I'm praying we'll see the greatest response perhaps we've ever seen with people giving, whether it's $30, $50, or $100 to feed 3, 5, or 10 children, or give $1,000 to feed 100. Just please do all you can, because I'm telling you, the situation is desperate. And Randy, I know you saw some areas that just almost knocked you back because there's been a lot of work going on around, but here it is. It's like a death center. Sometimes it's happened because of a skirmish. There were some killings and some skirmishes that caused y'all to have to delay your trip. And yet now then, you can see what God's people are doing. Please, we're asking you to make the greatest gift possible that you can make. Well, you want to say something about it?
Yeah, you know, so there are a lot of good people doing a lot of good work to help save lives around the world. And there are a lot of good people preaching the gospel to help save souls eternally. But combining those two into the same mission, I believe, is the core of what Jesus called us to do. We save them right now by meeting that immediate, desperate need. And it is desperate. It is urgent. But we also preach the gospel of Jesus Christ unashamedly. We proclaim it, because that's how you save their souls eternally. And that's it's seeing Isaac and his group do that in the field is a beautiful thing. Seeing this ministry here and all of the staff that's committed to that is a beautiful thing. And it can be beautiful, but it doesn't mean a lot if the people don't stand with us.
Well, I've just been so blessed, James, even reminiscing as we watched you and I there with Peter and Ann and remembering the hard trips. Yes, they were hard, but we always came home. And I felt, God, thank you for blessing us. We were able to see what you see and to know that there is such a need there that we can make a difference in. So thank you, God. And thank all of you for joining with us to notice these little ones.
Amen. Please get your bank card right now. Use it like a check. If you want to write a check, make it to Life. Please call us and tell us what you're sending. We need to let the missionaries know that help is on the way. Please, please do it right now. You really are the difference in life and death and eternal life for all of these we reach out to. Thank you so much.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation to help you live your best life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request your health and wellness bundle. This 3-book set includes natural remedies as well as essential fasting, a simple eating strategy to accelerate weight loss, crush cravings, and reverse aging, and the probiotic diet that gives effective strategies to improve digestion, boost brain health, and supercharge your immune system. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Hi, I'm Jordan Rubin, and for over 2 decades, my wife Nikki and I have been supporting the Ministries of Life. With any gift to Mission Feeding, you will transform the lives of 350,000 children in Africa by giving them nutritious food and a hope for the future. With your gift, you'll receive a powerful wellness bundle which can bring the power of health and nutrition into your own home. Transform the lives of thousands and your own family. Do it today.
Let me just remind you that there are 3 gift levels, actually 4 we ask for, but 30, 50, and 100. You can help 3, 5, or 10 children for the next month. And you can help 100 children with a $1,000 gift. Would you make the biggest gift you can? You're giving life. And the children and their families will learn about eternal life through Christ. Thank you so much. From the bottom of our hearts, in behalf of so many of the least of these, we say thank you.
In 2008 of June, I was diagnosed with terminal cancer, stage 4 kidney cancer.
Diego Mesa overcame cancer through natural remedies. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.